We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thanks so much for joining us on a Sunday at News Talk, K3LWCCO, cloudy, windy. Been a rainy weekend in these parts. The weather improves dramatically on Monday, and things are going to warm up. Certainly good news. Quick update, NASCAR at Darlington. They are back. No fans in the stands in South Carolina today. 46 to go. Kevin Harvick up front. Alex Bowman second. Kurt Busch third. Chase Elliott now running fourth. Brad Keselowski rounds out the top five. But Kevin Harvick up front at Darlington, and we will keep an eye on that. 46 laps to go, and there was a little bit of threat of rain, but they've been able to get it going, and they have been under green most of the day today. They had a wreck on lap one, but right now they are under green flag and running at Darlington. Let's go outdoors. My good buddy Steve Carney joins us. SteveCarneyOutdoors.com. Steve-o, how you been?
I have been great, Steve. Just got off the water, fighting the wind, as usual. It's been a windy week. Got some walleyes today in the afternoon on a jig and crawler, and they're kind of making that transition now to leeches and crawlers from minnows. So things are kind of changing, and I see the weather this week as well is going to be kind of rough. I'm kind of bummed out. I was in western Minnesota the last few days. Really doing well on the walleyes. And in most of those walleye lakes in western Minnesota, water temperatures now are 64, 65, and they're going just gangbusters, and it's so good. But I'm seeing this weather coming in this week. Yeah, it's going to be warm, but it looks like it's going to be very unstable, a lot of high winds. So not real happy about that, especially when the bite is really peaking right now. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
Steve Carney joining us, SteveCarneyOutdoors.com. And for those folks that are able to fish on the weekends, the opener was cold, and we had a rainy, windy one. I'm wondering when those anglers that go out on Saturday and Sunday are going to get a break. So far, not so good.
Oh, I know, Steve. It's been two tough weekends in a row, and boy, this Memorial weekend doesn't sound very good either. And really, Memorial weekend statewide is really probably the best fishing period of the year, and a lot of it's going to depend on what this wind does. You know, we've had northwest winds for 7-8 days in a row, you know, heavy duty, and it looks like it's going to be windy every day this week, 15 to 30, almost, you know, anywhere you go, and that's going to have a factor. But we really need a break in the weather. I'm up in the northwest here, and I had a group out this afternoon, and we couldn't catch a crappie to save our life. They are not shallow yet. We did get some walleyes, but after we made the switch and changed lakes, they're just not shallow. And, you know, we've had 26, 27 degrees at night, which is really not warming the shallows at all. So it depends on the part of the state that you're in. Northern Minnesota, kind of the same thing. Leech Lake has been kind of slow. Red Lake's been okay. But they're still, you know, 10 to 15 degrees colder up there, water temperature, than we are in southern Minnesota and western Minnesota. So it really depends on what part of the state you're in, you know, will dictate where the good fishing is.
Yeah, and Steve, it will warm up, but the key is unsettled with that chance of showers and thunderstorms, particularly late in the week as we get going into Memorial Day weekend. And you know what that can do, unsettled conditions.
Yeah, I'm not happy about it. I watch the weather so intently, and as we've talked about for years, Steve, weather is so critical in relation to fishing success and wind direction and the barometer, and all these things have factors with fish. And when I see instability like this for 6 or 7 days in a row, it's a tough one, and you try to do the best you can, but it gets to the point you can kind of predict how you're going to, you know, what kind of fishing you're going to get in when you see this weather, and the weather is just critical. So I'm hoping it changes a little bit. The warmth is good. We need, you know, to kick up those water temperatures quite a bit. Shiner minnows have really, for me, been the key the last 10 days or so, if you can find them. And the problem is the shiners are not really running. What they call running is when these shiners run up creeks and small rivers to do their thing. But we've had, again, those cold nights, and they're running and they're stopping. They're not going upriver like they're supposed to. So the bait people, they're having a tough time getting them because it's been very sporadic. But the shiner minnow has really been the king. If you can find a small golden shiner, silver shiner, something that's about 2 inches, 3 inches, it's the perfect minnow. And that's been working really well on walleyes and northern pike especially. It's a very much a preferred minnow by game fish in Minnesota. And, you know, they're expensive. They're 50, 60 cents a piece sometimes. But, again, they're tough to find. So if you can get your hands on some shiners, get them, because they will be very critical probably for the next couple of weeks, because they really do make a difference.
Well, Steve, always good to visit with you, and we will chat again over Memorial Day weekend. Thanks for the time, as always.
All right, Steve, you have a great one. We'll look forward to next weekend. Take care.
All right, there he is. Memorial Day weekend coming up. Steve Kearney joining us Sundays at this time, occasionally bright and early on Saturday morning as well, here on News Talk 830 WCCO. And, of course, Mike Max during the week on Sports to the Max has outdoors coverage as well. We invite you to tune in regularly to Sports to the Max for Maxie's outdoor coverage here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Weather-wise, the wind continues to howl northeast at 20 gusting to 33 miles an hour, and it is chilly, 51 degrees. So the rain ends later tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and 69. Tuesday, sunny 71. 75 on Wednesday. 77 on Thursday. We could touch 80 on Friday with a chance of thunderstorms. The news at 6, and then much more on a Sunday here at News Talk 830-WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.